Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With a lot of the election talk focused on the issue of healthcare, there are two trends in that area that have not received much publicity, but that we've reported on for several years now, and in fact, are trends that keep growing, albeit maybe more slowly than our next guest would prefer. Dr. Mary Britton Blankenship is founder of Spruce MD Integrative Medicine in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, she's in our studio. Mary Britton, welcome to the studio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your practice. Was being a doctor something that had been a long-time dream of yours?
For as long as I can remember, I've wanted to be a doctor. So I went through all of the medical training, and after finishing my residency, I worked as a hospitalist in patient medicine. And I continually became increasingly frustrated with seeing patients at the end point of their disease. So I was seeing heart failure, I was seeing chronic kidney disease, patients on dialysis, and I thought that there had to be a different way to do things, which kind of is what led me down this path of integrative medicine.
Okay, so give us a definition for our listeners who are not familiar with that term.
Sure. So integrative medicine is a personalized approach to medicine, treating people in a whole person approach. So we're really focusing on getting to the root cause of their medical issues. It's evidence-based, and we certainly use conventional medical treatments, such as prescription medications and procedures if indicated, but our real focus is on lifestyle changes. So nutrition, fitness, really working to focus on the whole person.
Does something like this require more training on your part?
It does. I completed medical school. I completed residency in internal medicine and then did a fellowship in integrative medicine, which is a two-year program.
The other trend that I was referring to in my introduction is something that you practice, and that is subscription-based healthcare. That seems to be on the rise. Tell us what that is.
Right. So with a membership model, patients are paying a monthly fee to be a member of my practice, Spruce MD. And in doing so, they have access to me, so communication with me, as well as a registered dietitian who's on my team, and then they can come in for appointments. So the benefit is that there isn't a long wait list for appointments. You come in whenever there's availability, which is often the same day, and then appointments are longer, so you actually, or patients actually get to spend time with their physician.
Now, does any of the uncertainty that is out there with healthcare these days, is that, do you think, leading towards this trend as well? We don't really know what Congress will move towards?
I think so. And I think that patients, again, they're just frustrated with the politics of it. They're frustrated with how much they're paying with their insurance and then what little they're actually covering. So it actually can be a cost saving for a lot of patients on high deductible plans.
It also sounds like there might be a little more risk on your side in only being able to take patients who are willing to forget about filing for insurance.
I think that there is, but I have found that the majority of patients are not wealthy. They're just looking for a difference, and they're willing to put their money in a place that actually matters.
And another trend that seems to be moving forward actually pretty rapidly is telemedicine. Is this something that you are involved in as well?
We do have telemedicine appointments. We have patients here in Charleston. We have patients here in Columbia, and we can see them virtually for these appointments.
How prevalent is subscription-based healthcare and integrative healthcare in our state?
So I think cash pay is on the rise. I think that we are seeing more and more clinics pop up. I think integrative medicine is still very new for the Southeast, certainly seen on every street corner out west, but it's very new for our area.
Walk us through what the difference is between maybe an initial visit with the traditional physician versus an integrative health physician.
So with a conventional provider, patients are typically spending on average 12 minutes with their physician. In an integrative practice, it's upwards of 60 minutes. First appointment, an integrative provider has already taken an extensive intake form, and so they have already looked at all of their patient's information. So they already know the patient before they even come into the clinic. The clinic appointment is then very focused on specific symptoms. For about an hour, meet with patients, and then afterwards, we get more extensive lab testing. So we might be doing things like GI testing or hormone testing, things that aren't specific to conventional providers.
And then as a subscription model, that's covered with your actual subscription. There's not an additional fee coming from another entity somewhere?
Labs are covered by insurance, so when patients go to get those drawn, those are typically covered by their insurance. The membership fee itself pays for the physician's time.
Mary Britton, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Dr. Mary Britton Blankenship is founder of Spruce MD Integrative Medicine in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to her practice posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.